Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here at the MJ Business Conference here in Orlando, Florida. It's day two here at the Gaylord Palms Resort, and the expo floor is hopping. We have got hundreds of vendors here, and we're here speaking to one of them with Calix Brands, I should say. We've got Scott Berman joining us. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Tell us a little bit about Calix Brands.
Calix Brands has an independent sales rep network and then full line distribution in California and Colorado. So we bring products into retailers, we find the best cannabis products and bring them into the most retail stores. Afterwards, we do full line distribution, transportation, warehouse, and delivery of goods into legal markets.
So operating in Colorado, we've got the Marijuana Enforcement Division. Things have been pretty well defined there for a while. California, on the other hand, kind of a boiling pot of water going on there. How has this affected your business and helping your customers?
It's affected it very much so. In fact, we've had to adjust to different rules in different regions. But it's also been an opportunity for us because we've adapted the cannabis rep network and the distribution to the particular market and the laws that are applicable there. To our brands, it's a huge advantage because we're now able to conquer markets that they haven't been able to get into. An example, it would be a brand that's been working up in the Bay Area, just selling door to door, you know, or selling to retailers door to door. And then they want to be into LA and Sacramento and Palm Springs. We can take them down into those different regions and get them exposure in markets where no one knew their brand before. So we're taking advantage of that chaos, actually, to get brands into more places.
Okay, and when we're talking about these brands, what's the diversity of products that we're talking about?
It's amazing, really. And this is what really got us interested in it in the first place, because we saw the diversity. Even walking into a retail store, we were looking at edibles, oils, tinctures, flower, accessories, delivery apps, you know, CBD patches, infused teas, potato chips with cannabis. I mean, and you know, it goes on and on. And one of the great things about these events is you uncover a lot of new products that are constantly being developed. And what our thing is good at is, like, whatever your new product is, you need distribution and you need sales reps, or else you won't scale. We provide a force multiplier for these little companies that have developed something really interesting for the market. We see that trend continuing and accelerating. We see more products coming on the market in years to come because people are allowed to experiment. They're allowed to grow out in the open. They're allowed to extract. They're allowed to try baking cakes and making potato chips and dip out of cannabis. We were never allowed to do this before. And the consumers like it. We've discovered something. People like this product, right?
What do you know? People like weed.
I'm not sure what you think, but I think so. I've learned. So what product will sell in what region? We know what's selling very well in Colorado, in Washington. We have data on all this. We also know there's new markets. We're sitting here in Florida, and we know that within a year or two, Florida's going to have a market, and it's going to be a very big market. And there's going to need to be edibles, and there's going to need to be tinctures and extracts, because there's a lot of elderly folks that don't want to smoke weed but want medicine from cannabis. So we're uncovering products here that can be sold to the senior market in Florida.
So you guys are for the growing business out there they've reached the level that they can reach on their own. You're there to put them to the next level, basically.
Kingmakers. If we can, so, you know, that's the goal. We want to take a small brand and we want to make them a big brand. And we look at the liquor industry a lot, and we think about when Prohibition ended, a lot of people were making booze, and there was no name on it. You know, they were just making it in their basement and selling it illegally. All of a sudden, they were able to open a factory and put a label on it and packaging on it, and then Jack Daniels was born, and Absolut Vodka came out, and Budweiser beer. And how did they end up on the shelves of every bar and restaurant in the country? Marketing, advertising, branding, sales reps, and distribution. I mean, Budweiser's not the best beer. I like it. I loved it in college, but it's now I don't drink it. It's kind of not great. No offense to your listeners that like Budweiser, of course. But point is, you know, I like to go into a bar and get a craft beer, something interesting. So we see the same thing happening in this world where people are going to go into a dispensary and say, I want that Julian Marley brand. I saw it advertised, you know, Juju Marley joints. Okay? That's what I want. And then they look in the shelf and there it is. So it's branding and advertising. Now, it's a really good joint, but there's a lot of joints out there. There's a lot of brands out there. Why does one win over the other? Because they have more locations and better marketing.
So for the growing business out there that's ready to take it to the next level, can you give them some tips on how to get their brand ready for you guys to help them out?
Yeah, great question. One tip is make sure production can match our sales effort. Very important point. We've had brands that have been overwhelmed by our success in selling. So we go into 40 stores, 20 of them want the product. We call the manufacturer and we say we need product and sample for 20 stores. And they say, well, we're still cooking and we're still developing and we're tinkering. And we're like, we need this stuff tomorrow. We've sold it. Let's get it going. So one thing is make sure you can ramp production. That's huge. Because if you have a product that you've learned how to make and it's good, and you want, sometimes you can scale it very easily. You know, if you're a grower, you just have more plants, you're growing more marijuana. But some of these other products, oils, extracts, you know, there's process, equipment, formulation. You have to be ready to meet the demand. That's one thing. The second thing is packaging and pricing. You have to understand the market price. And one thing that we do is collect data on pricing. We look at the market and we say, what is Blue Dream selling for in Los Angeles? What's it selling for in Sacramento? What is oil selling for per gram in LA? And maybe there's a part of LA where it's selling cheaper because it's not as nice of a neighborhood, but in Hollywood it's selling for in a nicer pen in a bigger sample and it's selling for twice as much because it's Hollywood. So that's understanding your market as a brand and what you need to, how do you need to fit the product to meet the customer demand.
Wow, this is a great resource for those of you out there that are developing your businesses and want to take it to the next level. Give folks some contact or web information to get involved.
Thank you very much. GoCalix.com. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter as well. My name is Scott Berman. It's ScottB@GoCalix.com. And we're at every trade show, so come visit us. We're all on Facebook. We're all over. And we appreciate the time, Russ. Thank you.
Thank you. It's GoCalix.com. That's CALYX.com. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.